The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have Jamie Miller, the Ready Schools Coordinator, and the Director of Student Services, Jennifer Anderson. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Jamie, Jennifer, I welcome each of you to Super Chat. Jerry, your school corporation's website has taken on some positive changes, and I am hoping that you could describe the prospective families webpage. What sort of details can you share with that aspect of your site?
Oh, absolutely. I do want the listeners to go on our website and check out the prospective parents or families webpage, because what we wanted to do is we wanted to create one place for families who might be thinking about moving to Ellettsville or enrolling their children in our Edgewood schools. And so they could go to this site. It's called us Prospective Families, and they can click on each school to learn more. There's information on how to contact each school. And then what I think is really cool is there's a link to where they could schedule a visit. Our principals are always telling me that if they can just get a prospective family into the school and to walk around and see what great things we're doing here at RBB, they get hooked and they want to know when can they sign up. So this is all about trying to reach out to our families who might be interested in coming to RBB. And so I would like for our parents and people in the community to know that this website exists and to share it with other friends and family.
Well, this particular page makes 100% sense to me because, after all, every organization, including public schools, needs to market their advantages, and you guys have so much to offer. Well, Jerry, tell our listeners about your donor webpage. Explain the specifics of that page.
Yes, this is actually a page that's not on there yet, but it's coming. We're developing it right now, but it's going to be, once again, one place for people to go to if they would like to donate to the school system in some way. So when they go to this site, there'll be different opportunities. It might be talking about that we were looking for donations to help pay for scholarships for students to go to Bradford Woods, or we're looking for donors to help fund our Ready Schools efforts. Something very specific where there'll be a little bit of a description about donor opportunities, and then generalize where they could just donate to their children's school. And so once again, this is just trying to help out our families who want to contribute to supporting our schools. Every month at our school board meetings, we recognize those who donated funds to one project or another. And it's really an exciting part of the school board meeting because it's just good to be able to brag about people who love education, who love students, who want to give back to the school corporation. This is just a place that they'll be able to do. So I just wanted to give a little bit of a commercial of what's to come here, probably within the next month or so.
Oh, very good. I'll be anxious to see that because I think this is a really, really smart idea and good for the community, good for the school corporation. It's a nice synergy, if you will. Well, Jamie, let me turn to you. As the Ready Schools coordinator, what is your role in the school corporation? How would you encapsulate that description?
Ready Schools is just like it sounds, really programming focused on all forms, all paths of readiness post-graduation. So the neat thing about my job and my team is that readiness doesn't start at the high school level. So whether we're preparing students for a path to move directly into the workforce after graduation, whether we're preparing them for post-secondary education in college, a two-year, four-year program, we're starting to make those shifts in our instruction K-12. So we're giving kids increased awareness, increased exposure, opportunities for exploration as low as the primary grades. So we're giving kids everything from project-based and hands-on learning experiences to outdoor education. All of those pieces fall under Ready Schools because we're preparing them for whatever comes next.
Tell me specifically about the coffee shop operations. I mean, what are the hours? Who staffs it? And what is learned by that exposure and experience?
Great question. So our coffee shop is an example of a student-run enterprise. By opening a coffee shop inside the high school, the obvious surface level benefits is that students have access to purchase drinks in the morning, right? There's a culture to be fostered around this coffee shop environment within the high school, but the maybe more implicit benefits, but the much deeper and more meaningful benefits are the business connections behind the operation. So the students wrote the initial business plan. The students have prepared for all of the operational steps that have gone into preparing the physical space, the staffing, the training. We have students who engaged in ServSafe certifications right along with our nutrition services staff. Those students are engaging with the health department. They're engaging with local businesses that are, you know, supplying our groceries, supplying our coffee, supplying our equipment. So those students, whether they're in a management role, which is more of an asynchronous role that they're working on the bookkeeping in an accounting class, or they're the students that are just quite literally clocking in to work in the coffee shop, they're practicing real world skills. So it doesn't matter whether they're writing a business plan or balancing an account, or they're just engaging in communication and collaboration with a customer. They have to meet a deadline. They have to be able to meet the customer's needs. They have to be able to follow multi-step directions. All of those experiences are being had because of the coffee shop.
I really like this. It's such a nice learning environment, and you have really described how diverse the learning areas kind of evolve from operating the coffee shop. Cool. I really like it. Well, can you describe for the benefit of our listeners your student internship program?
Sure. So obviously, career readiness isn't a one-size-fits-all type of situation. So when I talk to the kids, I always joke that I don't care what their plan is for after graduation as long as they have one and it's informed. So whatever our students endeavor to do when they leave us, we want to make sure that they are making that plan with the information they need to ensure that that's a viable plan and also that they can start out on a successful foot. So if that means researching scholarships or, you know, funding opportunities, or just quite literally seeing what the market is in our region for that type of career, we want to prepare them for that. So part of that process, that preparation, is simply experiencing the type of job that they think they want to go in. We don't want them to go start a post-secondary program only to realize a year of debt and coursework in that that's not for them. And so the idea behind the internship program is, just like the coffee shop, we're giving them these micro experiences, right? So they leave us for two periods a day. We have a few students interning on campus, and then we have that many more, of course, leaving campus to go engage with a mentor in a workplace. So more and more of our internships are paid. And so we're working with ROI, a third-party intermediary who we do a lot of our Ready Schools work with, to develop work training plans so that those kids don't just show up to do surface-level tasks, right? They're not just a typical intern where they're really shadowing and that's about it, but they actually have objectives. They have learning goals and they have work goals. And they have a mentor in place to oversee the work side of that. I'm the mentor on the school side to oversee the learning piece. And whether that's a paid position that employer has committed to giving them a high wage position that could continue even post-graduation, or it's an unpaid position, we're trying to increase the rigor of what those internship experiences really entail.
You know, speaking of graduation, I was wondering if you could take a moment and explain your efforts that go into the Graduate Profile Initiative.
Yeah, so the Graduate Profile is a document in the least, and it's a commitment to our community in the most. That profile is a skill set. It's a set of skills and traits that we're committing as a school corporation to prepare each of our Edgewood graduates with. So we're giving them the experiences, the content knowledge, the confidence, the capacity to be a functional, successful human citizen, employee, in a future workplace. So from critical thinking to collaboration to executive function, even in higher order thinking, we're preparing those kids to be what we've heard from our employers, both locally and regionally, that they need in their new hires. So through a lot of collaboration with really gracious business owners and employers in our community, we iterated and refined and retooled and wordsmithed that profile into exactly the six separate skill sets or traits that we really feel like we can offer our community in our graduates.
Wow. Yeah, those partnerships are powerful. Well, Jamie, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, as the Director of Student Services, it sounds like you would have a pretty full plate, but what exactly are the duties in the role of your position?
So my position in general manages all of special education, English language learners, Title I services, and mental health and social emotional learning. So as I kind of oversee all of those, so I work really collaboratively with staff and teachers and administrators in order to implement the services that are necessary for those programs, and then work with parents when they have questions or they have concerns, and make sure that we're meeting all of the students' needs for those individual programs.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe for me, what is the best practice for parents and the school as they work together to meet the needs of your special education students?
The best practice they can do is just have open communication with one another. When something arises, whether it's the school end or whether it's the parental side, being able to get in contact with the teacher, the special education teacher, the general education teacher, the building principal, being able to have those constructive conversations to figure out what the school and the parent can do together to help support the student in school or outside of school at times if it's deemed necessary. So really just working with one another and always keeping in mind that, you know, we're here to serve the student. We're here to ensure that they receive all the necessary supports, accommodations, modifications in order to provide the student their free and appropriate public education, their FAPE. So just being able to keep that student in the forefront is of utmost importance.
You know, I'm going to go off the rails here for just a moment. I wanted to ask you this. If I gave you an open mic, what would you want to say to all of your stakeholders out there listening? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that we are here to make sure that your student leaves our school corporation with the skills necessary for whatever their post-secondary plans are, whether they are going straight into the workforce, whether they are going to a four-year college, whether they're going to a two-year college, whether they are going into the Army or part of the armed services, whatever they need, that we have prepared them as best we can to be successful in post-secondary. That's what I want everybody to know.
Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we have covered a bit of ground topically today. Very good show. I appreciate each of your contributions to the conversation today, and I want to thank you all for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the Flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.